أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ غدوت من أهلك تبوئ المؤمنين مقاعد للقتال والله وليهما وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. وإذ غدوت من أهلك تبوئ المؤمنين مقاعد للقتال والله سميع عليم. إذ همت طائفتان منكم أن تفشلا والله وليهما وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم أذلة فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون. إذ تقول للمؤمنين ألن يكفيكم أن يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين. بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين. وما جعله الله إلا بشرى لكم ولتطمئن قلوبكم به وما النصر إلا من عند الله العزيز الحكيم. ليقطع طرفا من الذين كفروا أو يكبتهم فينقلبوا خائبين. ليس لك من الأمر شيء أو يتوب عليهم أو يعذبهم فإنهم ظالمون. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله غفور رحيم.
And remember the morning when you left your household posting the believers to their positions in battle, and Allah Ta'ala is all hearing and all knowing. And remember the time when two groups amongst you were about to lose hope, and Allah Ta'ala is their protector, and let the believers put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This first verse speaks about the battle of Uhud, the second Shawwal, and the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama had suffered a crushing defeat the previous year at Badr. And they had resolved that all their resources and all their gains from their trade caravans will be used to annihilate and destroy Medina Munawwara. Hence, they had set forth with 3,000 strong, armed to the teeth, and women also to support them and spur them up inside them in battle, reading poetry and inciting them. إِن تُقْبِلُوا نُعَانِكُوا وَنَفْرِشُ النَّمَارِكُوا وَإِن تُدْبِرُوا نُفَارِكُوا فِرَاقًا وَامِدُوا. That if you are going to pursue the enemy, then we'll embrace you. But if you ever show cowardice and you run away, then we will separate you. So women also to spur them up and to incite them. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had heard about all this. He had consulted the Sahaba Kiram, and Nabi himself had felt that we should remain in Makkah Mukarrama, we should remain in Medina Munawwara and fight from within the homes. Whereas a good portion of the youngsters had felt that the unbelievers mustn't feel that we are coward, so we should come out and fight with them at Uhud. Rasulullah SAW accepted this opinion. On this occasion, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the leader of the Munafiqeen, he had also joined in with 300 of his people, and midway he had turned around, saying, when my opinion wasn't accepted, then what's the need of me participating in this battle? I'm just going towards my own destruction. So he turned away with 300 people. Muslims were left with 700 people now against an odd of 3,000, that is more than 4 times their numbers. Nonetheless, in all this commotion, two groups, Banu Salima and the Banu Harisa, they were attempting to lose hope. They were meditating, losing hope. These type of thoughts, wavering thoughts, were passing their minds. But Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala is their protector. So what an honor, though these type of negative thoughts were passing their minds, but Allah Ta'ala Himself gives them His full assurance that I am your protector, I am your friend. Hence, this is not a disgrace for them, rather it is a feather in the cap. Allah Ta'ala Himself says that I am your friend. Nabi Sam parted with the believers, he had put on his armor, and some person suggested that, Ya Rasulullah, it was your desire that we should fight from within Medina Munawwara, and we had suggested that you should go out. Ya Rasulullah, we retract our suggestions, and we feel that we should fight from Medina Munawwara. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refused now, and he says that it is not appropriate for a Nabi, that when he puts on his armor, that he should remove the armor until he doesn't accomplish that mission of the war. Until and unless that mission is accomplished, then the Nabi is not allowed to remove the armor. Showing stability, courage and firmness, this is the real thing that is required in war, more than the strength and the arms that one has, the stability, the firmness, the steadfastness. That is the one thing that is required. And the second, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and let the believers put their trust in Allah Ta'ala. Hence Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited the dua, اللهم بك أصول وبك أقاتل حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah Ta'ala, I turn with your strength and might, and I fight also with your strength and might, and Allah Ta'ala is sufficient, and He is the best to accomplish all matters. So showing full confidence and trust in Allah Ta'ala, one is steadfastness and firmness with a firm resolve and courage. And number two, the second thing that is required by believers, with this firm trust and confidence in Allah Ta'ala alone, not on ourselves, not on our numbers, and not on the superior weapons that we have. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Then Allah Ta'ala reminds us about Badr, how Allah Ta'ala had granted you that victory. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ. And indeed Allah Ta'ala had helped you at Badr when you were a weak force. You are few, weak, unequipped. And in all this, Allah Ta'ala had assisted you and supported you. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you may be grateful. If you're going to be fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guarding yourself, then this will keep you on cause. And when you are on cause, then you'll be favored by Allah Ta'ala. Hence, you will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continue with this. So overall, these are the three requirements for the believers in any encounter, any situation. One is to be firm and steadfast under all circumstances, not to lose the composure. Number two, to have the firm hope and trust in Allah Ta'ala, no matter what the odds and the opposition seem to be like. Number three, to guard oneself at all times from wrong, small and big, whatever wrong it may be, then you guard yourself. Eventually, you will show gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِسْتَقُولُوا لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ. On this occasion of Badr, remember the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you said to the believers, is it not enough for you that your Rabb will help you with 3,000 malaika specially sent for this purpose? Yes, if you are firm and steadfast and you guard yourself and they come to you in a rush, come to you suddenly, then your Rabb will help you with 5,000 malaika with special signs. They will come in with special uniforms, dressed in a special style. You'll be able to identify them. So although one farishta and one angel was sufficient to destroy and annihilate the entire universe. But Allah Ta'ala sent these numbers for the reassurance and the strengthening of the hearts of the believers. مَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ. And Allah Ta'ala had not made this but as a message of hope for you and as an assurance for your hearts. And remember, help is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that is exalted in might and full of wisdom. And all this had been planned out that he may destroy a section of the unbelievers or disgrace them, and they may turn disgraced and as failures. لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ. On the battle of Uhud, for a short while the Muslims had suffered some lives, some loss of lives, and Rasulullah was really distressed at this, at the loss of the lives of some believers. And number two, the unbelievers and how they were so savage in ripping the body of Hamza radiallahu anhu, and how they had injured Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu was disturbed at this, and he said, how can a people ever prosper who have treated the Nabi in this manner? So Allah, and some hadiths it is reported that Nabi sallallahu had cursed the unbelievers. On that occasion, Nabi sallallahu was cautioned. Allah says, this decision is not with you. Whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns towards them with forgiveness, or he forgives them, for they are wrong. In other words, they do deserve to be punished, and they do deserve to be cursed. But this decision lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether to turn to them with forgiveness, or to forgive them, or to punish them. So you don't worry about this. Leave this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result, many of these leaders of kuffar became the leaders of Muslims later on. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And to Allah Ta'ala belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. He forgives whomsoever He pleases, and He forgives whomsoever He pleases, and Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful.